The ferry system is facing a 1-2 punch to its budget. Like most departments within the state, the plummeting price of oil is affecting revenues. But the ferry system is also losing another source of money, something called a fuel trigger. That's a formula that provides additional funding for some state agencies when oil prices are high. The fuel trigger was estimated to provide $5.3 million in the next budget for the ferry system, but low oil prices eliminated that funding, leaving officials with an even bigger revenue gap. Deputy Commissioner Captain Mike Neusel says he proposed cutting ferry service by taking 3 ferries offline this summer.
The nature of the budget-saving measures was going to be the Malaspina, the Taku, and the Chiniga being laid up in July, August, and September.
But thousands of travelers had already purchased summer tickets for those ships. As of mid-February, more than 1,400 summer itineraries had been reserved, totaling about 5,600 passengers. That amounts to a revenue of $694,000.
The governor didn't like that idea. I mean, we sold tickets, we told people we were going to sail the ships, and now we're going to cancel those runs and attempt, if possible, to rebook them on different ships, cancel itineraries, change your plans. I'm sure some would not be able to make the transition, and the capacity of the remaining ships serving those communities may not be enough to cover all of that demand.
With that in mind, Neusel said Governor Walker shifted $6.2 million from other parts of the DOT budget to make sure the ferry service could run as advertised this summer. That's what the governor wants to do, but Neusel warned the advisory board that the legislature has the final say. He also says that the reprieve won't last long. The state is already looking at how the budget shortfall will affect winter schedules.
I think we all need to be aware that unless there's a dramatic recovery in the price of oil in the state budget coffers, that this was really just the first round of cuts. All schedules going forward, including and starting with the winter schedule that we'll be working on shortly, will need to be looked at with a very fine-tooth whistle comb.
It might seem that low oil prices would be a good thing for a department that uses nearly 11 million gallons of fuel each year. But low oil prices mean no fuel trigger, leaving the Marine Highway to pay the full retail price for fuel. In many communities where the ferry service purchases fuel, those prices are still high. No one on the advisory board argued that ferry service will be affected in coming years. Chair Robert Venables says the board should keep advocating for the reinstated summer service this year. Then the board will have to help plan for future years with reduced funding in mind.
Each board member should be as proactive as possible just to stay in touch, you know, with the legislators and keep just reminding them of the mission and commitment that is necessary to keep Alaskans moving in these communities that don't have a road. So, you know, I think that it's obvious that cuts have to be made, but we want to, you know, really embrace our responsibilities to assist with the long-term planning.
Neusel put it more bluntly. He says the Marine Highway system is going to look a lot different in the future. He will be asking communities not what they want in terms of ferry service, but what they need on the most basic level.
Communities, you know, what is basic service? What does it take to keep your community running? Not what's most convenient, not what you would like to see, not what is nice to have, not what you've had in the past, but what does basic service mean for your community in terms of how many ferry visits per week your community needs to survive.
Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friednauer.